coming.
I was. I was coming. Yeah, because it's just, you know, it's like the color.
We're like looking
the
at
color depth.
We're
dude.
Looking at Hunter's brand new TV.
I got a new TV.
This fool fucking bought. How much was that TV, bro?
Well,
be real with the audience, real.
I'll tell you how much it. I won't tell you how much I paid for it, but I will tell you how much it costs.
So you got a deal?
I got a deal.
Okay.
Delta Airlines paid for a significant chunk of that. It's like a $2,300 television.
Wait, basically. Why did Delta?
So Delta, I did a thing where they were like, hey, do you want to change flights? I was flying back to New York for Christmas, and on my way back, Delta was like, hey, we overbooked this flight.
We overbooked.
So we're going to put you on a different flight. And I was like, oh, okay. And they were like, the thing is, the flight's only going to leave like 20 minutes later. And I was like, oh, okay. And they're like, and if you agree to this, you get like rewards. And I'm like, okay. Well, yeah, sure. What's the reward? And she was like, it's going to be $800. And I was like, oh, wow. And she was like, oh, and you have a connecting flight. So that's going to be times two.
Oh.
And I was like, good Lord. Wow. Yes.
Wait, so you did pay $2,300, but it was $1,600 for free.
It was also on sale.
It was also on sale.
It was also on sale.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It was on sale for like 25% off. So
nice.
Yeah. But I also spent some of the Delta money on other things.
Yeah.
I didn't just spend
You're balling, dude.
Well, thanks to Delta.
Everybody tells me you're balling now.
Who tells me? Dude.
I'm looking around.
Yeah. Oh.
This is balling. For my money, this is balling.
Yeah, this is balling. I mean, like.
Truly.
I think that's the thing. It's like, I think for normal people, they might look at this and be like, yeah, all right, whatever. But
no,
like,
I think if normal people walk in, this is like, you have a one-bedroom apartment, bro, to yourself.
Yeah, it's true. It's all mine. Yeah.
It's all yours.
Yeah, is that what this podcast is going to be? Just like bragging about where I'm at right now? Is that what we want to do?
It'll either be you bragging where you're at or me being like, I'm not in a good place. That'll be it.
You're going to start reflecting.
I'll be like, hey, bro, I'm
dude,
not
but
in a
you
good-
can stay here whenever you want. You have an open invite, bud.
I can't wait.
You have access.
I know.
Someday
access.
There's going to be more than one place to sit in here.
I know.
And that's going to be huge, you know?
Yeah.
I am, for the record, I've been making this joke, not even just on this podcast. I made this joke everywhere lately. I'm only like 4 days into being here.
Yes.
You know? Like,
yeah,
I'm still
back.
Very much in progress, you know?
Sure, but you can see that you're going to be doing fine.
Yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be fucking killer, dude.
Damn.
I don't think I'm going to be, like, I was thinking the other day, I was like, I'm liking this so much.
I know.
I'm not sure. I think this just might be my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it probably is.
Like, it's...
Probably is.
It's kind of feeling very right.
I feel like I'm losing you, but not to a woman, just to, like, a better way of living, that it will be kind of weird. It'll be kind of weird that we hang out.
No. But that's the whole thing is like now I feel like I have my own space.
Yeah.
So my energy for my friendships, my relationships,
right.
Like they're going to be so much higher. You
yeah.
Know? But I think the next time somebody tries to cross over, I think when someone tries to enter this space, it's going to be like, no, not coming in here. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
I just mean like if I get like close to a woman again.
Oh.
And they're
You're
like,
not going to let her here? You're not going to let
no,
her...
No, people can come over and visit.
Oh,
you know what I mean? But
oh.
Then if somebody tries to get into my intimate zone... Because honestly, I've not really ever had space to myself just in my life.
I've never
had siblings
had this.
Growing up. I've always had roommates. I'm 34. I've always had roommates or lived with a girlfriend.
I've never had this.
You've
I'm
never
about to
ever
cry.
Had...
I'm about to cry, dude. I'm 36.
You've never had your own
I've never
space.
Had my own place.
Not even for a
the
little
van.
Bit.
The van. That's the closest. The van is the closest I've ever
dude,
had to be
okay.
Like, ah, I don't have a roommate.
I obviously this is a huge bias on my part, but I'm like, we got to get you this. How do we get you this? I want you to have this.
I don't know, bro.
I think that.
It ain't happening in New York.
It's, I will tell
oh, we're
you.
We're in
like,
Minneapolis.
We're in Minneapolis.
And we
right
haven't
now.
Talked to you guys for a month.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, whatever. They're used to it. We
they
don't
are
really
used to
address
it.
That.
But you have moved.
Yes, I fully moved. I'm here. I'm sleeping on an air mattress,
yeah.
But I am here.
You're here.
And it is established.
Yeah, dude.
And now we've been going
we've
out.
We've done more comedy in the last two
dude,
days.
It's incredible.
Than we had in New York, I feel like.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, you really are.
I am so
You're
happy.
You're bursting.
Dude,
You're
I am
bubbling.
I'm just like, I'm walking around. I'm just like talking to new
yeah.
people. I'm like stoked to
I know.
Meet people.
Hunter lives in a good neighborhood in a nice apartment. He has this giant TV. He has a TV that he's
TV.
Protective over, dude.
Yeah.
He didn't really want me near it. I was setting up the mics, and he was like, let's move this, because I really care about this fucking screen.
I've never felt that about anything in my life. But it was like a new experience.
Yeah,
like,
you have a beautiful...
You were like near it, and I was like, I don't like
Jake's gonna twitch. Jake's gonna twitch and gonna scratch twitch. It and fuck it up. You're like, let's move it.
I have
He's
never...
He's gonna spasm and fuck this TV
Yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'm like, let's get you... Let's, yeah, you know,
let's
over
move
here.
You, because you flail.
Yeah,
we can't
you,
have
who
you
knows
flailing
what you're gonna do.
Near this TV.
You might yell,
I
you know.
And it might hurt its feelings.
Yeah, I don't want you to hurt its feelings. Okay, it's
so
precious.
He's
this
got
is
a
my
big,
girlfriend
he's got
right
a,
here.
I know.
Yeah.
I can see that. Because that's the thing. You really have entered the... If I don't want to see anybody,
I don't have
you
to.
You do not. You can walk around this apartment naked all day.
Dude, I have been.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can walk around naked. Mm-hmm. You have no roommates.
Yep.
You don't need anything.
Yep.
This is where a man sees who he really is.
Yeah. And I'm liking it.
Yeah.
I can't believe how much I like it. I guess it was a secret sauce the whole time.
Because
I could have had this before. There have been other parts of my life. Like earlier in my life, I could have done this.
Yeah.
I could have done this when I was like 32. Which is like 2 years earlier, but whatever. I could have, and I didn't, and I really wish I had, because now I'm just realizing, like, I'm hitting my final form, I feel like.
Yeah, this is Charizard territory.
I am evolving into Charizard.
Damn, I wonder if I'll even get Charmander. Or what's the middle one?
Charmeleon.
Charmeleon. I don't know. I'm remembering Pokemon from when I...
Dude, the fact that I remember it is... I just think it's funny that you know that you could ask me what it is.
Yes,
yeah,
I know.
I know what it is.
I don't know if I even can get Charmeleon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking at a Charizard and I'm not even a Charmeleon.
It's crazy. But I think it's going to happen. It's just going to be way late. It'll be...
It's going to be so late that it'll be like state sponsored.
Yeah.
Or like a sober living situation where they give it to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I walked in. I was like, damn, dude, I kind of wish I had something like this.
Dude, I wish you
had.
Because
I'm really
too.
Like, we were talking about New York with Ben, who also moved here recently.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just thinking like, damn, dude, in a week, I have to go back to New York and like go sleep on that couch again.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck that, dude.
Fuck that. Anyways, folks. Life is great. Hey, life you did get great. A parking ticket.
Yeah, I did get a parking ticket.
So,
and I caught the guy giving me the parking ticket. And it also, it was like 10 p.m. or whatever, however late it is. It's late. And I just did. I'm going further with that because that's something you said. I just didn't even notice. Because, like, I don't have the eye for.
Welcome to the city, baby.
I just don't, you know, it's like a new city. Everybody's got their own weird parking signs. The parking signs here are like these little.
They're tiny.
They're really little and they just have numbers on them and they don't even look. There's no sign that says, like, hey, parking here or whatever. I don't know. Obnoxious. But to be honest, didn't even bother me that much. I was just kind of like, you know, this sucks. I tried to talk him out of it.
You got plenty of time to fight it in court.
Yeah, I'm going to fight it in court.
You should fight it in court.
Yeah, why not? I'm a guy that lives alone.
Because what's going to happen is you're going to go there, and then they'll just be like, all right, man, we're going to knock $40 off of you. Like, thanks.
Hell yeah.
That's all you got to do.
That sounds great.
That's all you got to do, baby.
I'm going to fight it in court.
You can go, hey, I just moved here.
Hey, so I'm from Arkansas.
And
I don't know about
I don't even know numbers.
I don't know. I didn't know that they had parking.
Yeah.
So I didn't know
For us, once
worked.
The sun goes down, you just park on the hill.
Yeah.
You just parking on a lot.
Well, I was trying to find a dirt road.
Yeah.
Y'all got all these paved,
it's all paved over here. It's crazy.
I was trying to just park. I like to park in the woods or you know, whatever, and just get out, leave my truck.
Leave
whatever.
My truck.
Mm-hmm. Got to leave my truck somewhere.
But I wish I had held your hand over there because I would have at least been like, yo, the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, you would have been meaner to him. Yeah.
One time we ran out of gas. We were coming back from basketball, like playing basketball. We played in this 3-on-3 league.
How old are you at this point?
Like mid-20s.
Okay.
It was here.
Oh.
I was like back. I was like living here. So maybe it was like early 20s still.
Yeah,
but either way.
Hell yeah.
We were coming back and like my friend who was driving us, he's like, I am going to run out of gas. Like I fucked up and we're like on this stretch and we like, I never run out of, have you ever run out of gas?
I did one time.
It's crazy.
When I was
like
15 or 16.
Yeah. So we like ran out. It starts sputtering and he pulls over and this cop happens to be driving by pretty quickly after that, like a few minutes. Hot. Lady cop.
Ooh.
And she gets out trying to pretend she's a man, trying to be a man cop.
She's trying to be a man.
Well, she was like, all right, well, we're going to have to tow this. And I, without hesitation, go, nope, we're not going to do that. You're a cop. You can go help us get gas. Like, I just dressed her down and she goes, all right, I'll help you. Like,
wow.
Such misogyny. Wow. Clearly, some misogyny.
You just told her what to do.
Dude, like, and it wasn't even like, ma'am, can you, I was like, I That's just your was like, instinct. I'm not having it.
You're from, like, I'm Dom, okay?
I'm daddy. You have a gun and I'm still better than
I'm
you.
I'm still daddy.
I was like, I just was like, damn. No, you're not doing that. You're not going to tow us. That's going to fucking be a huge hassle for us. And like within four sentences, she was like kind of, wow. I think someone had never whapped her on the forehead that way. I was like, no, 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 no. And she just got in her cop car and drove to a gas station.
Wow.
It was crazy.
That is crazy.
It was so disrespectful. God,
maybe you could. Maybe you could have 100%.
I would have been like, yo, he just moved here.
Yeah.
But
see, that's good stuff. I'm not good. I don't have a good brain for like
authority.
Well, yeah, I definitely don't have a good brain for authority.
need it.
Absolutely. But what I mean is even further, like that's just creative thinking in that space.
Yes.
Of like you're actually thinking about facts here and using those
riffing,
facts.
Baby.
I don't riff in that space.
No, you don't riff.
No, I don't riff for cops.
Yeah. I'm riffing with cops. I'm telling them who the fuck they are.
I'm not doing cop riffs, okay?
Yeah, I'm doing mad cop riffs.
Yeah, yeah. You're riffing in everything. You're always riffing.
It's freestyle jazz up here, baby.
Yes, you have that.
No, but she looked stunned.
Wow.
She looked like she was just like, I can't believe that. I think she was like so surprised that I came at her so strong.
Wow.
That she was like, okay, sure.
Damn.
And she was hot.
And she was hot.
I wanted to bang her badly.
Well, yeah, that's probably part of
it. I should have riffed that into it. Like, and then you're going to come back here and fuck me, all right? Get the gas and then come back and fuck me.
Then my friends are going to watch you fuck me.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're going to gather around. I'm going to fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, riff that. Yep.
Play with that, huh?
Play with that, bitch.
Yes and that.
Yeah, yes and that.
Come on.
Have sex with me.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to just tell them what's up.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Also, like, what are you doing working your job at 9:45 at night on a fucking Tuesday night?
Yeah.
What are really you doing, bro? Stuff.
I literally had a sandwich in my hand, too. It was so obvious what was happening,
right.
You know? And it's just like.
See, dude, that's the thing in New York is, like, people double, triple park. They're, like, and the cops, like, you just punch the cop if he did that.
You'd be well,
like,
yeah.
You're absolutely.
Well, also, I just don't think you would run into that because the NYPD, they're just too busy. Everybody's too busy.
They're just
anything.
On their phones.
Yeah, everybody's.
They're like, I have Candy Crush.
But in Minneapolis, you've got a guy
who's
guy's
like, he's fucked up. Oh, he's absolutely fucked up.
Oh, I've got him now.
No, because, there's not really a lot of crime.
Yeah, I mean.
There really isn't. Like,
oh, really?
I mean, there's some, but like where you're living, bro, there's you're not gonna like, they're not like hunting people down over here.
It's a pretty choice neighborhood.
Yeah, you're really doing well for yourself.
It's just crazy good, you know?
Yeah.
Damn. All I had to do was move away from New York City.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
To my hometown.
That
welcomed you with open arms.
Yes. Also, you've helped hooked it up. You know, and that's nice. Thank you.
How did I hook it up?
I just feel like you're easing the transition.
Oh yeah, I got
the fact that I know you has helped me make, I think, some inroads already.
That's true.
And you know, I got to note that. You know, and I mean, that was definitely part of the arithmetic for me. I was like, well, if I move to Minneapolis, like Jake will help. Yeah. You know, and then bam, here we are. And then like, you know,
I did. I told you some neighborhoods to look at.
You told me neighborhoods to look at.
And then I'm linking you with comics. Mm-hmm. You got a show last night.
I got a show last night right away.
You know,
I gotta listen. Just think about this for a second. I don't know how many shows I did in New York.
This podcast can't
even
continue because you're just going to be too happy.
Yeah, this is the last episode.
It kind of worked when we were both kind of miserable and grizzled.
No, but maybe that's funny because then it's like you're checking in with me.
Dude,
and I'm just like telling you like good things that's happening to me. And you're just like,
my head. I'm just like, I can't even afford the bullets, dude.
No, now the show works.
Yeah, it really
now
does.
It really is it makes hard sense, dance off, boy. Because if we're both complaining, it's like, dude, that's every podcast.
Right.
And now
this is just
I'm just
unbridled joy
wedding cake every day, you know, and you're just like sucking on a shotgun.
Fuck, dude, I hate my life. I hate my stupid life. Yeah, dude. Yeah, you're doing well.
Yeah. Oh, but so the point I was going to make, I don't know how many shows I did while I was in New York. I don't want to count it up, but it was an absurdly low number.
It was a depressing amount.
And the fact that we walked into a Minneapolis open mic and within 5 minutes I get on a show.
Yep.
That's just crazy.
I know.
That's
and that'll just continue happening.
Yeah. And it's
Ben told you, he was like, come by next Thursday.
Yeah. Ben was like, come by next Thursday. People are nice here.
They're happy.
And they seem excited. I'm just a human being. They're just looking at me like a human being and be like, oh, nice. A human being.
Yeah.
Join us. Be a part of us.
Come on in.
That is not.
Come on
I didn't
in.
Get
There's
that
plenty of room in this hot tub.
Dude, I didn't get anything like that in New York ever, even for a second, even for one moment. Even people who
liked
you.
Even when I saw you, I'd be like, dude, I got too much going on right now. I can't really be nice right now. So let's go get something to eat, but I'm going to be fucking kind of pissed.
Yeah.
I'm going to be kind of mad.
Yeah. Because every day you have to deal with New York. Yeah. This was the riff that we started the whole comeback of the show on.
I know.
Is the idea that New York is loud and obnoxious every day and it never stops.
It's quiet.
Yeah, it's quiet in here.
It's quiet.
Yeah, dude, we literally are like, I bet if you compared the decibels, we're not even yelling that loud.
No,
like, we used to yell in New York.
We have to scream.
And I'm instinctively like...
We're being quieter.
We're being quieter.
Yeah.
I can feel it. And it's because we're in a building where there's nice people.
Yeah.
And they might not want to hear us yell.
Yeah.
But I never thought about that once in New York. No, not even for a second was I ever like...
You had to compete.
Yeah, who cares?
You're a DuVoice, had to compete.
Yeah. I'm not going to be like... Oh, maybe we should be quiet because it's, you know, they might be sleeping or whatever. It's like, no, dude, it's yelling time all the time.
24/7
it's
never not yelling time,
Dude, so many people yelling outside of my window in Brooklyn. So many nights I woke up to just people fucking yelling on the street all the time. And that's not going to fucking happen here.
Oh,
it's never going to happen.
No.
Not a million years.
You're great, dude.
Yeah. My life rules. I'm the king and you're a little bitch.
I know.
And I'm in charge.
I know, you really have to, like...
Yeah, you have to milk me now. That's how it's going
to
work.
I have to fucking milk those fucking fat udders and put that cream in my fucking mouth to feel happiness. I got to get some fucking Hunter cream.
Yeah. But hey, this will be good because once this place is like all set up, although I guess I'm not really helping you out because you have your parent, like I keep saying like, you can come here whenever you want,
no,
but
go,
it's like, what is
it?
Yeah, it's not even really very helpful. No. But you know, who knows? Like I will help you out in some ways, I'm sure. Me being
sure.
It will be helpful to you.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
It'll be good.
Yes. And yeah, I feel like, you know, I owe you and I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
Thank you.
I'm going to get you, dude.
Just cover part of my clearly upcoming funeral costs. That's really what I need.
I'll make sure it's a nice funeral.
Just make sure it's a nice funeral.
Now it'll be easy because when you die, we won't have to, because I was thinking we'd have to have like two separate funerals.
Nope.
Now it can just be one funeral.
Yeah.
So there's just going to be the one in Minneapolis.
And whatever's left of my body will be easily shippable. It's not going to be a full body.
Yeah.
I don't see a full body.
The pieces.
I don't see a full body exiting this
We'll
earth.
Have the pieces.
Yeah.
And then,
and
you
it'll
know,
be a nice little
and
box.
We'll just all already be here and
You'll
it'll
be
like,
great. How's it going, Mr. and Mrs. Silverman? It's really good to see you.
Yeah.
Sorry it's under these circumstances.
Sorry it's under these circumstances. But
to be fair, Jake did kind of warn us
many times
for years that it would end this
many
way.
Many years. Yeah.
And here we are. He really did tell us. He really told us.
I'm just like, I told him that he could stay at my place. And
I know. It was a big draw for me that he would stay at my place and watch my sick. Have you seen my TV?
Dude, have you seen my TV?
You have, like, I'm like, a picture of it on your phone. You're like, dude, look at this TV.
I literally have pictures of my TV on my phone. Like, I've sent people pictures of this TV.
Oh, my God, dude.
Being like, with something on it. Just like, whoa, look at how
like, look at the colors.
So crazy.
Dude,
this TV's nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you may as well, if you are going to go out, at least before you do that, you got to come over here and just, like, watch. Just have a day. Just take a whole day. And
my
just
last
watch
day
a bunch
on earth is
stuff.
Watching TV.
It might be cool.
It might be cool, dude. I'm just crying. My eyes are bleeding. I'm crying so much. I'm like,
listen,
this TV is so sick, dude. Should I leave this earth if I know a TV this sick is on it?
Dude, but it's so
the TV is so fucking dope.
Dude, how is it? It's the blacks, dude. The blacks are so good.
Yeah.
Yes. That just perfect black.
Perfect black.
Perfect black. Like complete absence of light. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You'll never be able to look at an LCD ever again.
What is this?
It's an OLED, baby.
Wait, what is LCD?
LCD is like, well, that's LCD.
Oh, okay.
Do you see how it's like? Actually, let's explain screens to you. Let's explain screens to everybody.
This is sick.
Do you see how it's off?
Yeah.
Like, it's complete dark, but you can actually see a light.
Yes.
Right? So that's LCD. There's like a light on the outside or around the
not
screen.
Not pitch black.
That's brightening it. So it can never be pitch black because there's always going to be that fucking light. Look at that thing.
Black.
That's dark as night right there. That's midnight right there. And that's how, you know,
that's fucking,
that's crazy.
That's Heart of Darkness, right?
That's Heart of Darkness.
Yeah, that's Heart of Darkness.
I'm just saying, I'm going to be in here a lot, all the time, just getting weirder
screened
and
out,
happier.
Bro. You're going to get screened out.
Dude, I'm going to be watching some crazy shit.
You've already kind of set this up where I'm like, this is not how I would have set this up.
Oh, yeah. How would you have set it up?
I would have made this my bedroom.
Right.
And I would have had a couch out there and a living room out there so I could get away from the TV.
To be fair to you, I think everyone would. I think I am being very weird.
You are
setting up my bedroom.
Basically,
my
Hunter
room.
Is taking what is the bedroom,
yes.
and making it his office,
yes.
and then kind of using the living room, dining room area for his bedroom.
Yeah, as like a studio.
The hose are going to be weirded out. I want to let you know that
hose will be weirded.
Hose
out.
Will be weirded out. You need yeah. a special type of hose to come into that environment and be like okay with that. I just want to let you know.
Yes, I know.
I almost said that the other day. I was like, I just want to let you know the hose will not all be for this.
No,
because the hose are going to want like a closed door situation,
right?
Even though you have no roommates, they want a little nest,
and that's the whole thing.
And you're giving them, you're like,
here's what you're misunderstanding. Here's what you're not getting.
No hose.
Is I am exiting
yeah,
the part
hose.
Of my life where I give a shit,
yeah,
at all.
Hose are not in the map.
I'm just like, you know, I think it'd be cool like
right.
this. And you're right. When yeah. the hose show up, they are going to be like, oh, I don't. Oh, I feel weird about this. And my response to that is going to be like, this is how it is here. Like. This is my house.
Yeah.
I'm setting it up whatever dumb,
this is a
weird,
hoe-free zone.
Stupid yeah. way I want to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And that's a first for me. I've never had that kind of energy yeah. about anything.
You've
in
worried
my
about
life.
The hose too much.
I used to worry about the hose. I'm done. I'm done worrying about hose.
Damn.
Now I have a TV.
Yeah, you really do. You have a TV, so why do you need a hose?
No hose. No. Listen, if.
Hose are attracted to big ass TVs, though.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's a kind of weird thing to me. Why would...
Hoes love anything that looks like it costs money. Bro, when I look at this, I was like, hoes will love this. They're kind of going to be weirded out that it's not in the right room.
Right.
But they'll come in here and be like, damn, dude, this guy's got something going on.
See, that's the thing is like in here...
Especially the
hoes
that you deal with.
The hoes that I deal with?
They will like TVs and shit.
Ah. Like, what do you mean? Like evil? Evil hoes?
No, they'll like... Bro, you're about to be into like nerd hoes.
Oh yeah.
And so you explaining LCDs or whatever the fuck you just I kind of spaced out when you're
yeah,
I was
yeah,
like, yeah,
yeah I
like,
saw it.
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. They're like they're gonna
it was
love
like, oh
that.
He's not gonna yes and this. He's just gonna
I was like, let's I'm just looking I'm just like, yep, they are different. All right, well yeah, the hoes
like,
that you're
I like
be,
teaching you stuff. You
I
know, what
I
mean?
Appreciate
I like
that.
To teach you stuff.
I'll be out, you know. There's a light in that
now
one.
Now you notice
there's
that,
not a light
right?
in that
you,
one.
You see?
This is great.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you're right. There are some nerdy hoes that might like.
You'll be like, the blacks. The blacks.
Perfect blacks.
The perfect blacks. That's what you'll say to these hoes.
Yes.
And they'll love you for
they'll
it.
They'll love that.
You know?
Yeah, but then if they got a weird thing with the living room, then like, whatever. That's your problem.
I have a weird thing. I guess that's what I'm saying.
I think a
I
lot of people
like
would
to
have
fuck
a,
out there.
I think a lot of people
I'm
feel
not trying
way.
To fuck out there.
Yeah.
It's too open. It's too I don't open. Like fucking in the light.
Oh.
I'm a pitch black. When we talk about the blacks.
Perfect blacks.
I want there to be. I don't want to know who you are.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you.
You don't even want to know
Bro,
if there's
that's
anyone
the only
in
way
there
I can
with you.
Really do it.
Yeah. It's just complete darkness.
Some of these hoes are like, I want to see you. I'm like, I don't want to even know I'm fucking right now. I don't really want to be a person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you want to completely disassociate.
100, that's really the only way it can happen. I've had a few like daytime encounters.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is going to be really hard for me. One
yeah.
time I did it in the day with the window open.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you're trying to pretend that it doesn't bother you.
Right.
But I just wanted to be like, do we have some blindfolds we can put on or something so I don't know that I'm here? That's the type of,
I can't
do this. I can't be a person.
Can I? We
I need
blindfold.
To be like an energy.
Yeah.
Like a ball of energy.
You just need to be a ball of energy.
Be a ball.
Do you feel like you forget who you are when you're in that zone? Like, how much are
yeah.
you disassociating?
It's like, enough to be
Do you
like,
even know that you're Jake when you're...
Hopefully not.
Oh,
the
wow.
The best is when it's just like, you're like a Terminator. And you have no thoughts or feelings and you're just going.
Damn.
Yeah.
This... Sounds.
So this whole let's keep it out in the open.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I want shut the door.
I think it. To be fair, I think once there's stuff in there, because
yeah.
there's not really any stuff in there.
There's not.
And eventually there's going to be like curtains.
Right.
And I might even get like a little divider that blocks like the door. You
oh,
know.
Okay.
So that if you opened the door, you wouldn't look right onto
At the bed.
Yeah. There'd be like a little divider
All
there.
Right.
And actually, I think it'd be. It also would probably
you
make sleeping easy.
You could also fucking hear too.
Can fucking hear.
You're
yeah.
gonna have a couch and a TV.
I don't know if I want to fuck near the OLED.
The TV,
though, you
know? The TV can't see.
Well, what if it got a little too wild and then we knocked the OLED over and then it broke? That would
you
be
understand
bad.
Why that's funny, right?
Why is that funny?
You'll never get too wild.
Well, I mean,
bro.
Okay.
First of all, you're the type of dude who, if it was getting too wild, you'd be like, "Let's slow it down for the TV." the TV's here. I don't want to knock the TV over.
I don't want to knock the TV over. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, eventually I might get it wall mounted and then, you know.
Then you can be as wild as you want,
then
Hunter.
Then we could just go nuts.
Yeah. You could flip out on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I like to do. You
like
know?
You like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I always know that it's me. I'll say that. At least I'm not disassociating.
Oh, dude, I know. You probably use it to center yourself.
I'm completely
I am Hunter.
I am Hunter.
Mine's just like a target acquired. It's like that Arnold vision, you know, that like, that's how I do it. I'm just like, target acquired.
She's like highlighting parts of her body, like tit, tit.
Just tit, tit, puss, ass. That's what it is.
Eliminate target.
Eliminate target. Break target. Break.
Destroy.
Yeah.
Destroy target.
Destroy target.
Destroy target.
Yeah. Wow. That's how I go. That's how I go about it.
I mean, I get that. I think there's a lot of people that's great for them, you know?
Yeah.
Like Terminator style is like what they're looking for. And you're kind of just doing a duty at that point, though.
I'm serving my country.
That's the thing, is the way you describe it like that, it doesn't, what it does.
I have to play the Terminator soundtrack too.
It sounds like you, yes.
Da,
you,
da, da,
I'm
da,
sure you
da,
get
da.
A satisfaction out of eliminating your target.
Target eliminated.
It maybe doesn't sound like satisfying in like a normal sense as far as sex stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
target eliminated. That's what I say when I come too.
Target
eliminated.
Target eliminated.
She goes, what the fuck? I'd be like, shut up. Target's been eliminated.
You're dead now.
You're dead now. Leave the premises.
Leave the premises.
This bed will explode in 10, 9, 8. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
But what I'm saying is the satisfaction that you must feel as a Terminator is more like a job well done, not like, ooh, I feel good. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's a, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
a goal.
You're like, yes.
It's an
you're
accomplishment.
Like achieving something.
I want a medal after.
You want a what?
I want a medal. I want to be like on a podium after.
Yes.
I want them to be like, he
like
did
you
it.
You want to be like first place at fucking.
Yeah,
like,
you did it. First place fucking.
Yes.
That's what I want.
See, that's, I think that's the difference here.
Yeah.
As I would get.
And
like,
I
kind of
come to on the podium.
Yeah.
I'll be like, whoa, where was I? What happened?
You're getting a first place
I'm
sex medal.
Like, whoa, crazy.
Done, you eliminated
I've
all
done
the
it
targets.
Again. Yeah. All targets eliminated.
All targets eliminated.
All targets have been eliminated. Yeah, that's kind of how I roll, dude.
Sex Terminator.
Sex Terminator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like I'd get like a little blue ribbon that was like, you were here, like a participation ribbon. I'd be like, yay.
That's what the
I'd be
boomers
like
hate about us is you. Like, they just show up and expect a ribbon when they fuck.
You are kind of like a World War II guy.
I am.
Like, you know, like that's how I imagined like some guy that was in a war and now he fucks. That's how he would fuck, you know, is Terminator style.
It's called PTSD.
Yeah. Yeah. You have like PTSD, but you never fought in a war.
No.
And you have like a nice family and everything.
Yeah.
Where's this, you know, what's going on here?
Something I can't really talk about on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Something that
Sorry,
the public
I
don't need to know about, baby.
I forgot, actually. I just completely spaced and we just kind of, we just went in there.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, now the audience will be left to wonder.
Yeah, they'll be left to wonder. Well, he had sex with Arnold.
Yeah.
He fucked Arnold.
Yeah, see, he has to teach you how to do it. And he fucks hard,
he
bro.
Fucks
it hurts.
Really hard. He does not fuck around.
Yeah, he doesn't fuck around.
It's very painful.
It's like, extremely painful.
Like, it was crazy. I Jake was just laying down for like months. Basically.
But you're left with the secret Terminator knowledge that will please anyone.
Well, he downloads the Terminator code into your brain.
And it's weird because he could just download it, but he's like, I have to fuck you first.
Yeah,
and you're
he
like,
has
God
to show
damn,
you.
Dude.
He has to give you the first fuck.
Because it doesn't run out of energy.
No.
It's a robot.
Yeah. He's always
he has
like
the
that.
Mechanical, like, he's, like, been programmed to give the perfect thrust.
Yep. Yep. And is it's the like same thrust over and over.
Over and over again. Perfectly.
Perfect.
Never misses. The angle never misses. He never, that fool never misses.
He always
hits his
target.
Yeah. And that's how you learn how to do it.
Yeah. He just... I just love.
Yeah.
He always hits.
He always hits his target. Target acquired. He always hits his target. Yeah, dude, that fool just pounds you out.
Yeah, dude.
And then you're left being like, I now know the way.
And it's just relentless. You start going crazy.
Yeah,
because it's just it won't stop. It's like waterboarding.
I know. Dick Cheney's there.
Yeah,
he's teaching.
He's watching. He's wearing a little mask.
Yeah,
you know?
He's like, this is pretty good stuff.
This is pretty
good stuff, man.
This is one of the better times.
Wow. Yeah, that's how we do it.
Damn, Terminator style.
Terminator style.
That's good. What would you call? What do you think my style is? What would you
flower
do?
Power?
Flower power.
Yeah.
No, it's not. That's gayer. That's. It's
you mean
like
not gay enough.
Oh, maybe it's not gay. Yeah, enough. That's what it is. Maybe we could call it like angel style. You know?
Okay. Because it's more style. Of an energy. Yeah. Or that's like, really what we're talking about. I'm kind of the devil style.
Or like a cherub. What about a little baby angel? Right. Cherub style.
Where you have to imagine getting fucked by one of those little kids.
No. I just mean like maybe I'm the cherub, right? Not they're the cherub. I'm the cherub.
No, you're the cherub.
Right. Yeah.
So they're getting fucked by a little boy.
Well, yeah, that's the energy.
A chubby little boy.
But it's like an angel, but they're kind of mischievous. Yeah. Yeah, like Cupid.
He's yeah, you're Cupid style.
Cupid style.
I'm Cupid style. Yeah, that's you, bud.
That's my style.
That's your style.
Cupid and Terminator.
Yeah.
That'd be a good, that's our dynamic.
That
right
really
there.
Is.
Cupid and Terminator.
I walk around, I'm just like, don't ever fucking talk to him. I protect you.
You do protect me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if I got it, I honestly, at this point, I would love to get attacked with you around. Because yep. It just made me happy to see
I know.
You like jump into action.
Yeah.
You know?
And just go away for 10 to 15 years for the actions I committed for you. And you're like, I'll make it up to you, Jake.
You'll be able to stay at my place.
Yeah, anytime you want when you get out of jail in 10 to 15
years.
Then
I get like a girlfriend and
yeah,
it's like,
and
wow,
a wife and she's like, well, no, 15 years. Yeah, you're
yeah,
like,
it's true,
your
it's
life
true.
Is kind of over.
Yeah.
You're like married.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You're married. Dude, you better get a wife that loves this TV as much as you do.
Dude, maybe.
You better get a husky wife.
Husky wife.
A husky couch-ridden wife.
Oh, couch-ridden?
Yeah, like make sure she fucking hangs out.
Oh, like she wants to watch the TV all the time.
As much as you do.
Yeah.
Or
but,
more.
But that's the thing I'm struggling with right now is like, I'm actually having a really good time watching the TV by myself.
I know. Can you imagine having to talk to somebody while you do it?
I kind of feel like, bro, and that's why I think I'm building, I think, a little castle.
Yeah, you are.
That when someone's like, oh, I want to join you in the castle, I'd be like,
castle's good for one.
I don't know. The castle's kind of I kind of like it.
Yeah.
And I don't really need, I don't know. Just, and I'm being cocky at this point. But it's like every day I wake up and I just got a smile on my face and I'm just excited. Today I set up this new record player that I got and I was just like, I'm just going to listen to one of my records. That'll be the first thing I do every morning. Wow. Is I'm going to put on one of these records that I like never listen to. And then every day now I'm just going to start my day.
Folks, we lost him. He's gone. He's gone, dude. He's gone.
Yeah, I can't decide if the podcast is over or if it's just begun. You know,
it's a new pod.
It's definitely a new. It's a new vibe.
It's a new vibe.
It's a new dynamic.
I need to come in a few months to see where you're really at.
Yeah,
you're also high right
I'm
now.
I'm like high.
You're
off
like
of
high
it.
Off
yeah.
this new apartment.
Yes, I am. I am high.
I need
off
to
of
come
it.
See you when it's like, you know, nothing has. You know, you're still here. Same shit. We'll see. We'll see where you're at.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I wish not, the best for you.
Yes. And
but if it's just going to be us celebrating you, we don't need to record that. We really don't need to record that, I don't think. Do we? Do we really need just do we need an audio record of your wins?
I think
it's funny to have an audio record of my losses.
Right.
Because they are mounting.
And we make time for that.
We do.
We still go back and we'll go back and
right.
forth. It'll just be like when it's my turn, it's not really funny.
It's
and we're
not
just
at all.
Talking.
We're just like, oh, he made more money. He's got a bigger TV somehow.
Well, yeah, you know, this time it was, you know, American Airlines got me a new TV, dude.
Yeah.
You got an even better TV.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, I mean, but I feel for you, you know, like, and I...
Thank you. I need that sympathy, man. I need that sympathy.
Yeah, dude. And the audience feels for you, too. We're all rooting for you. And I think you're going to get it. I think it's all going to work out for you. I just think it's going to take longer than you want it to.
Yeah.
And it already is taking longer than you
it's
want
it. It's taking so much longer. But, yeah, dude, we were talking about another comic, and I was like, yeah, they're in their 40s. And you're like, yeah, you're only a few years away. I was like, I'm going to kill myself.
Well, yeah, I just thought it was funny because you were bringing it up.
I didn't really think about that.
Yeah, I just, hearing you say that, I was just kind of like, yo, you might want to not bring that up like
no.
that. You know what I mean? Like
I know, and we were around
you might want to start
like
being
23.
Like, yeah, it's like now is the time to sort of be like 40. That's not that old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we need to start saying stuff like that.
Yeah.
It needs to be cool to be in your 40s because you need some more time to be in the oven. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we need to make it cool to be in your 40s.
I'm going
to
be in some type of oven soon. I don't know what type.
But you're going into an
I'm
oven.
Going into an oven at some point very soon, I think.
Yeah, you're definitely getting baked.
I'm getting fried.
You're frying the shit out of you.
Yeah, dude.
But you got more
bro,
time.
I was like telling Brandon Lyons called me the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh yeah, I was at this club in Wisconsin, and then I was, I'm going to this club. And he's like, yo, oh, do you have like an agent now? I was like, no. I was like, the industry hasn't sniffed me, bro. Like, yeah. He was like, the fact that he was like, oh, is someone helping you with this? I was like, are you fucking out of your mind? No, no one's helping me with this. What are you talking about? Why would you ask such a fucking question?
Yeah, that is crazy. It's crazy that he asked that.
I know.
But I mean, he's just not, he's not listening to the pod. He doesn't know, you know, he's got to check in on us. That's the whole thing. It's like, this is how you find out that it's just not working out for Jake.
It is not. I know. But we're just going to power through.
We are going to power through.
There's another option.
And you're getting stronger all the time. That's what I think is that, I think this is real talk. Here's my prediction. Okay, here's what I think is going to happen.
Real talk.
Is that you're going to break.
You're saying this shit real in front of the TV? I know this means something.
I'm getting this real in front of the TV.
If you're doing it in front of the TV.
In front of the TV, I'll get this real.
This actually means something to me.
I think you are going to break. It not.
Yes. I think I'm going to break too. I think I'm going to snap is the word I would use. I don't think I'm going to break. I think that's I'm going to snap.
I mean, like, you're gonna break through.
Okay. That's what
I
mean. Yeah. Like, because I've been under a frozen lake.
Yes. You're
going to gasp. My last move might be. Yeah.
Here's what it's going to be.
Okay.
You're going to get discovered or whatever.
Yeah.
That's, and I use air quotes there, and I hope everyone could hear it.
Yeah.
And suddenly, overnight, and I don't know when it's going to happen.
Overnight.
And it might happen. I can imagine.
You think this will happen by 50?
I think, yeah, I think it'll happen by 50.
Okay.
But
so I might have 10 years to enjoy it.
Maybe you're like 45.
Okay.
And then.
That's a long time from now. I mean, I know it's not like I'm, but I'm still, I'm just 36.
I'm just saying.
45 is 9 years from
now. I know. It is a long time.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to wait 9 more years.
I'm just saying. For some reason,
okay.
I think it's more
like
the
some
most
type of Hebe curse on me.
You've been cursed by some sort of witch.
Hebe, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So then, 45. All of a sudden,
45.
All of a sudden, it just completely reverses.
Wow.
And everyone just starts acting like you're this genius, and then you're like hugely popular.
Okay, I'm huge.
And that's what I think is what's going to happen.
Okay. So in 9 years.
But I'm not saying it's going to be 9 years exactly. Okay. But spiritually, I mean, it's going to be 9 years.
Spiritually, I feel like I'm 90 right now. Spiritually, I feel like I'm almost in the grave.
Yeah, I just mean that. Well, because that's what I'm saying. It's like already you're acting like it's taken too long. So
I'm not saying it's not like it's taken too long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even mind really where I'm at.
Right.
But it's just looking around the environment and being like, I feel like I could be over there too.
Yeah.
And
yes,
I am miles from there.
Right. And also, I mean, I do think that your
journey
has... I feel
like I got picked up by a tornado and it's like, and like it keeps keeping me in this one kind of area. And I'm like, I'd love to go over there. They're like, well, you hit a wall of wind.
I think that, and this might be a bias because of being your friend.
Yes, I think it is.
Probably. Because
I think most people are like, he's where he should be. What the fuck are you talking about?
No. You should be farther. my whole point is that I just think that most stand-up comedians are constantly talking about how they're not getting any help.
Yeah.
But actually, they're getting a lot of help. You are not getting,
I am
any,
not getting
help.
Any help.
You are getting like zero help.
Zero help.
And it is making you stronger.
Right.
Which is my whole point, is that someday you're going to get a little bit of help.
A little bit of help.
And all of a sudden everyone's going to act like you're like the king of,
right,
of everything.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
I would love that.
But I think it's going to take a while.
Some help would be so nice.
Because that's the novel. I keep thinking about that is like, you just need a little bit of help.
A little bit of help.
But I just feel like for some reason, like,
I'm in like the dog pound.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like my wife has been mad at me.
Yes.
I'm in the absolute dog pound.
Yeah,
right,
you're
now
in the dog house.
Yeah, the dog house. I'm in the dog pound. Not even the house. The dog house would be great. It's close to the house.
That's true.
I'm in the dog pound. Someone captured me from the street and put me in a cage somewhere. Yeah. I am in the dog pound.
Yeah, so people just come visit you every day.
Like, I'm one of those ads where they're like, hey, we're going to kill this guy in 5 days if you don't adopt him.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. I am in the dog pound.
But if you get adopted,
I'm going to tear it up.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're going to be the best dog.
I'm going to be the best dog.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
But yeah.
But
if I get adopted.
Yeah.
But the gun is coming close. Like, they're like, yo, we're going to put poison in his brain.
We might
and he's going to die.
Well, I'm not going to let him put you down. Okay. That's the whole thing.
Well, you got this place.
Yeah, yeah. I got this place. That's why I keep saying, like, listen, if you need to be here,
right.
if you get sick of the pound, right. you know what I mean? You can, like, rest up here. Yeah. And if anything, you rest up here, you can go back to the pound for all I care. You know what I mean? Like, if that's what you want to do.
Of course.
You know, but I'm just saying you can take time off to rest up. Watch some stuff on my TV. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get some TV time.
You do have to get some TV time.
I think you just need to find the joys of
the TV.
A little bit.
Programs.
Yes.
I need to watch TV shows.
Yeah, dude. We'll throw on Mad Max. You can watch all the Mad Max movies. Because you can need to watch those for the new one. It's coming out soon. It's coming out this summer, bro.
Oh, okay.
So you gotta like rewatch all the Mad Max stuff.
Right.
And then what else do you like?
Is Homeboy in it?
Homeboy?
The
Tom Hardy?
No, the OG one.
Oh, Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
No.
He's not?
No.
They should put him in it.
No, they kind of broke ties with him, I think. I think George Miller and him are not cool. I think, because of the Jew stuff. Oh, but I just realized how funny it is that I'm like, we should watch Mad Max together.
Yeah.
We should sit and watch this guy who we know has said some fucked up Jew stuff.
You know, it's funny because he got a lot of chances. He still gets chances, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
It was funny because he said the Jew stuff and then he would do like the family movies.
Yeah.
It'd be like Cheaper by the Dozen, 8 or whatever. Right. It'd be like, Papa's coming home.
He knows his audience. He's like,
hey, come on in.
Dude, Christians don't care. They don't give a shit. And he had won over the Christian audience. That's the whole thing. Because he made that Jesus movie.
I'll be real. I don't care.
I know you don't care.
I don't care, bro.
What? Like, I'd be so surprised, actually, if you were like, I'm really offended.
I hate him. I hate that guy so much. You know, actually, Mad Max, the ones that he's in, is a world with no Jews.
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
Pretty shitty world.
Yeah. It doesn't go well. Wait, they confirmed that there's no Jews?
Oh, it's been confirmed. There are no Jews in Mad Max. Yeah.
How would they confirm that? Does any character any the point, only just Jewish look at the camera the and say, like, there's no Jews in this world?
Do you know who the Jewish character is in the new one with Tom Hardy?
Uh-uh.
The guy who owns all the water. The guy who dumps the water on them.
Immortan Joe? Is that who you're talking about? Yeah. The bad guy?
He's the Jew.
Okay. Yeah.
He's the Jew.
Yeah. I mean, sure. But
that's been confirmed.
It's also been
confirmed.
George Miller went out of his way to be like, I was making a film.
Yeah.
And the thing is,
you can see in one shot, one frame, he's wearing a yarmulke. It was like a quick, you probably missed it.
I did probably miss it. This TV's so big, but I guess not big enough for me to see the yarmulke.
Well, it's literally one frame.
Boop.
Yarmulke.
Damn.
And then
pops it on his head.
Yeah, he goes, water, or whatever the fuck he sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah. They're driving around. They're shredding. Yeah, they're shredding, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to watch
the new Mad Max
this summer.
On this, or just, you know, anytime you want to watch.
I can't even see it in theaters. I gotta watch it on this fucking TV. Yeah, you'll just wait for it to come out and we'll watch it on the TV, damn it.
Yeah, and then you'll come over and I'll have a couch and we'll sit on the couch and we'll watch the new Mad Max film.
Okay.
Or, you know, or whatever else it is that you're curious about.
Or,
you know what I mean?
Or the other Mad Maxes.
Yeah, whichever.
Kind of really, you get choices and they are one of the five Mad Max movies. That's what you get to watch.
Yes. We can watch some of the Mel Gibson ones because I know you like that guy.
I do.
And then, and then maybe Tom Hardy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The new one's going to be Anya Taylor-Joy, you know?
Oh, Tom Hardy's not in it?
No, Tom Hardy. They got him out of there. They're like, get the fuck out of here.
Did he die in the last one?
No. He just walks off. He just
that character around?
Well, they're doing a prequel. They're doing a prequel.
Oh, this is a prequel?
They're doing a prequel about Charlize Theron's character from that movie.
Oh, okay.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
I don't know who that is, but...
Oh, okay. She was in The Witch and Queen's Gambit.
Oh, the weird-eyed girl?
Weird-eyed girl. She does have weird eyes.
She got a fisheye fucking face, bro. Those fucking eyes are like as far as they can go while still technically being on the front of her head. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Her shit is like a fucking hammerhead, bro. They're like, just like, that's nuts. I mean, she's still a babe.
Yeah, sure.
She's like an alien babe.
She's an alien babe,
It'd be wild just to look at her and be like, your eyes are way too far apart.
Yeah, the eyes are kind of crazy.
Yeah. So she's supposed to be young Charlize
Theron?
She's
going to be young Charlize Theron. Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. She doesn't have the chops, dude. She doesn't have the chops.
She has the chops or the face, bro. Yeah. What the fuck? The chops?
Yeah.
So in the post-apocalyptic world, this bitch's eyes got closer together over a couple decades. That's a huge burden for me. That's a huge burden for me.
Well, wait. Were you bothered when Mel Gibson was replaced by Tom Hardy? They don't look that much alike.
Oh, wait. That was supposed to be young Mel Gibson?
No, Tom Hardy was supposed to be old Mel Gibson.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was a whole new story.
Well, yeah, but they were taking the character and they changed the actor. It's the same thing.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, it was when definitely I saw supposed
that,
to.
That was supposed to be future Mel Gibson?
Yeah, yes.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that at all then. No, that dude, what?
Here's I mean.
Why did they do this? Why don't they just make it a new character?
Because it's fun. I don't know. So they can make little references, basically. Because, you know, he had the same car. It was the same car from the other movies. And then you get to see that car, like, it gets blowed up eventually. And he's, like, sad or whatever.
Sure. Damn, I didn't even remember that.
You didn't even catch that, did you?
Yeah, I guess not.
But see, if you watched it with me on my LG C3 OLED television.
Right, you would have told me this.
I would have told you this. Yeah. I would have paused it and I would have looked over at you and I'd be like, so here's the thing about that car. Yeah, that's Mel Gibson.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that at all. I don't like that. And I don't think this girl can pull off young Char.
You think if somebody plays a character, that's it. No one else can play that character.
No, you can do a prequel, but like make sure her eyes are the same diameter across, bro.
Yeah, try and match.
Try to match
bit.
The eye yeah. diameter.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, also, it's like if they were going to make old Mel Gibson, why didn't they do a guy? It would have been cooler if they made him look older. Like Tom Hardy just looks like a young guy in that movie.
That's true. Yeah. I just don't think they really cared about that.
Yeah, I guess not.
They were just like, yeah, whatever. It's Tom Hardy now because we're not going to work with Mel Gibson at this point. So whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, you're not pulling off young. I mean, what's her name again? Charlotte. How do you say her name?
Anya Taylor-Joy.
No, the other one.
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
One of the baddest girls out there.
Yeah, she's fucking rules.
Dime.
Dude. Yeah, she's incredible.
So, yeah. I know you're talking about her acting, and I'm talking about her looks, but we are converging on this point.
But we both agree. We both agree.
Yeah, even though. But I'm just saying she is like fine.
Yeah, she's very attractive.
And so other girl, okay.
Yeah,
but not fine.
A little weird. Yeah,
a little weird.
Yeah.
They should have just got like an average looking blonde girl then to mm-hmm. be like, and she will grow into this girl.
Yeah.
Not that.
Yeah. I agree, dude.
Chess bitch. This damn chess bitch is about to grow up to be a fucking badass lady in the post-apocalyptic world.
I don't think about it. I don't know. I think it'll work with me.
That's not going to work with me at all.
Hell yeah. See, we could just have a movie podcast where we watch a movie on my TV.
And I'm like, that was Mel Gibson's guy? It's just me asking the dumbest. Wait, that was supposed to be Mel Gibson as an old man? You're telling me Shark Eyes over here is fucking trying to be this top boss bitch?
Yeah. That's that.
The
I think
movie
that
podcast
like
would
podcast.
Be like, yo, I would definitely fuck her.
Every just horny.
Every it's episode, like, yo, I would probably
dude,
fuck that
hot,
girl.
Dude. Yeah.
I would fuck her. Dude.
I would fuck her.
I would fuck her.
Dude, is there an actress in like a major Hollywood movie that you wouldn't fuck?
You got to name a few that I would can think
Scarlett
of.
Scarlett Johansson.
Of course, I would fuck Scarlett Johansson.
So let's see. So, how many actresses can I think of? Sydney Sweeney. You know Sydney Sweeney?
I know who she is. Yeah, I'd fuck her.
Okay.
I don't know anything about her.
You don't know anything about her.
I know she's like
Penelope Cruz.
Yeah, bro. Don't disrespect this. Yes, of course I would.
I guess this is kind of stupid because just women—they're
hot
that are
women.
In movies are always.
You
got
to go like, for the ones that are like, like the bitch from fucking
Olivia Colman. What about Olivia Colman?
I don't know who that is.
Olivia Colman. You just don't.
Oh, is she in Peep Show?
She was in Peep Show.
I would fuck her in Peep Show. As she's aged, I would probably pass.
Yeah, yeah. You'd pass now.
Pass now? Smash in Peep Show era? I would pass now.
You would smash in Peep Show era.
Well, I was starting to think of the fucking... what's the... fuck. That movie, the Stephen King movie
mm-hmm.
where it? She... No, I'd fuck the clown. I look like the it clown.
You'd fuck Pennywise?
I'd fuck Pennywise. Got a big mouth, dude, with sharp teeth. That would be hot. I'd bend him over,
you'd
dude.
You'd fucking terminate Pennywise.
I would terminate him.
You would eliminate him.
He would be like, I'm so scared. I'm scared.
Dude, if you fucked Pennywise, he would be the scared one, yeah.
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 He'd be like, I didn't know dudes could fuck like this. No, look me in the eye.
Wait, so what Stephen King thing were you
the
talking
one
about?
Where she smashes his foot.
Smashes his foot?
He smashes the writer. She finds him in the snowstorm.
Oh, The Shining?
No.
Oh.
The fucking... Damn. She's in the Titanic.
Oh. She's like the old lady at the Titanic movie?
Misery Row.
Misery. Wow, you're all right. Misery.
You know Misery? So
I've actually never seen Misery.
Oh, bro, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates.
I would probably pass on Kathy Bates. Okay, so you know Kathy Bates?
Yes, of course. She was in The Waterboy. She plays Adam Sandler's mom in
you,
Waterboy.
Are you smashing that?
No. No, I'm not smashing. No. Me and Kathy Bates, we don't have anything in common. That's a problem. You know, we just can't relate.
What do you mean? You're both artists. She's a fantastic actress.
Right. She's a wonderful actress.
But I'm saying she's very funny. Would pass.
Yeah, you would pass.
Because you were just giving me A-list models, bro. Well,
that was the joke.
You gave me...
The joke was that these women are all beautiful, but I just thought it'd be funny if one of them you weren't into, and then I realized how silly that was.
Because you know.
They're all...
I wouldn't be into her if I had to look her in the eye and it was daylight.
I don't want to be on this anymore. This is not... We have to dismount from this.
We can't do it.
We can't do
this. It's an impossible riff.
It's hard because I don't... You don't know a lot of the stuff I know about.
I have no idea. I know like three women in movies these days. Bro, I haven't seen... I can't even remember the movie, last movie I've seen in theaters.
Wow.
I don't go to movies.
Right.
I don't watch a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Like my references for movies are like movies I saw like...
Wait, have we never seen a movie together?
I don't think so.
I don't think we ever have. That's so crazy.
No, we've never seen. Because you were going to movies all the time.
Yeah, I go to movies all the time. Like, yeah.
Probably once a week, right?
Once a week, yeah. At least once a week. Sometimes if it's Oscar season, I'm probably going more than once a week because I'm trying to see everything.
Oh, yeah. I could give a fuck about the Oscars.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't give a fuck about it either, but it's just a list of movies to watch. That's what I like about it.
I think movies are not that good anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I think most movies seem like kind of whack.
Yeah.
And all film.
Just all of
global film.
Wait, but you're like, movies seem whack. I don't watch them, but they seem whack.
When I look at the previews, I go, I do not think this is good. This is not good.
Well, it depends on what movies you're talking about, obviously. Like, there's a lot of good stuff out there always.
No.
Yeah.
There probably isn't.
Yeah, there absolutely
Don't you think movies have gotten worse?
No. I don't think so. I think Hollywood movies have gotten worse.
That's all I'm seeing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm not trying to explore. You always tell me about these movies that are like, oh, this fucking Korean guy, he made a great movie. It's 9 hours long and it's like about a woman crying. I'm like, and you're like, I almost cried, dude. It was great.
I definitely cried.
Yeah.
There's no way I didn't
you
cry.
You always say
dude,
that.
I started crying. I was like watching Mad Max and I started
Stop.
Crying.
I would never sleep over here, bro. I'm not going to deal with that shit. I am not dealing with that shit.
Well, wait, so we watched a movie together and I started crying.
I would leave. I would get the fuck up and leave and I would make sure you finished that shit on your own and you would call me in when it was done and it wasn't going to happen again.
He's like, I would be in. So you're saying I'd like,
first of all,
trouble?
If you were crying at Mad Max, I would be like, yo, what the fuck? You've seen this movie. What is so sad about this movie? Nothing is sad about it.
Something sad about it. It's just, oh, I was caught up in the emotion of
what
it.
What emotion? A guy blasting flames out of a guitar as he rides a fucking car through a desert.
It's like, an emotional story, you know?
What is emotional about it?
Well, they're trying to escape, you know? And they live in a post-apocalyptic world that's like harrowing and scary and sad, you know? And there's that point where they're like, they have their plan of like, we're going to cross the desert. And then they realize like,
and
it's
then
not going to work.
Like, burn through the witches.
Well, yeah. I'm not crying at that part. You know, I'm not like, you know, if it's the action
You're
scene,
crying at the guy who's like a drug addict. He's like, we got to get the, what do they like shoot on their face?
Oh, the chrome.
Yeah. Chrome me. And you're like, this is fucking crazy, man.
That's not what I'm talking about. That's not the part.
No, dude, you would tell me in New York all the time. Like, yeah, dude, I fucking.
Dude, I cry at almost every
there
movie.
Was a movie that we went, I'm like, all right, man. Yeah, I'm about to hit these open mics, so I don't really need to hear about this shit, dog.
We have to watch a movie together now. Like, I need to have that experience of like, I mean, I'm not gonna fake it. And maybe actually, if I'm there with you, I won't be able to cry. If I know
you just
that you're like,
know that I will be upset. I would not be
happy.
I just
love that is,
bro. We have never, here's the thing,
yeah,
unless I'm forgetting a time. We have not broken that barrier yet.
That's true.
You've never cried in front of me.
No.
And obviously, I never cried in front of you.
Right, of course. Because you
that ain't
never
happening.
Even cried in front of yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Fuck no, dude. I'll just be in a mirror. I'm like, you're a little bitch. What the fuck are you doing? No, dude. So I kind of like that about our friendship.
Is that we haven't broken that barrier.
When I say we, I mean you haven't. Obviously, it's you. But like, we haven't had to deal with that together.
Right.
And I would like to just keep it that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's not...
You, because, like, dude, save your... We'll probably... Unless something crazy happens. Unless I break this TV. We'll probably be friends till one of us dies.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
In about 10 years. We have 10 years left of friendship.
10 years left. Until I die. It sucks. I'll have to live so much longer after you're dead. That'll be so weird.
You'll get a new Jake, probably. You'll probably fucking glom a new Jake on you. Be like, I just need this. This is like a piece of me.
And I'm like, I don't even remember. What was my first Jake?
What was my first Jake? Yeah, you'll get a guy named Todd, and he'll be like, I'm angry and I fucking can't deal with emotion. You need that role in your life.
I do need that. Absolutely.
Remember how today at the mic I was kind of trying to pass you on?
Yeah.
I was like, look, he needs a big guy in his life. Yeah, yeah. And then you kind of got shipped to Mike Lester.
Yeah, it's going to work out.
And he's like, he's got some angles.
Yeah, he seems more loose.
Yeah, he's a loose cannon. Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know if he'll protect you like I will.
I don't think he will. I don't think he's trustworthy. Yeah, he's not trustworthy.
He's like, got schemes.
You've got Boy Scout stuff going on inside of you.
Yeah.
You're like trying to help
out. I have honor.
You're trying to help a little old lady across the street, that type of shit.
Yeah.
But
I also want to be like, yeah, bitch, and don't keep walking. I want to be able to tell her, like, you fucked up, but of course I'll help you.
Yes, yes. Because it's the right thing to do.
Dirtbag with a heart of gold.
Yeah, that's
you. That one lady described me well, whatever that girl's name was in New York.
Oh, yeah. She did say that about you.
She had a crush on me.
She did have a crush on you. That was kind of
against all odds. That woman had a crush on me.
Seemed like she hated you.
She was mean to me the entire time I knew her.
Yeah.
And then the last day when you were like, you know what? She said she likes you.
It made suddenly, though, it actually kind of clicked in my head.
It did, because it was like a kindergarten crush. It was like, if I'm mean to him, he'll understand. It was like, well, we're in our 30s now, so we don't really do that.
Right.
And if we do, it's the guy.
Right. That's the
thing. Don't be the girl who does that.
Because
you guys already have all the benefits. You guys are like the fucking...
Yeah, it's true.
You don't need to do that.
No, they have guys all the benefits.
We're like, oh, I don't know, if I punch her, maybe she'll like me. But like, we don't know what the fuck is going on.
That's true.
So...
They have all the benefits.
They have all the bennies.
Women have all the benefits. It's crazy.
Tits, ass, vagina.
That's all three benefits
That's the benefits.
Yeah. All I've got is this fucking TV. I can't even fuck it.
Dude, a girl right now with tits, ass, and a vagina, like a nice set of all those, right now, could go on the air and go, I want a TV. And some guy would be like, I'll buy you a TV. And like, that's just it. Then they have a new TV.
That's true.
If you just post on the air, like, I want a TV, people are like, yeah, well, then work your ass off and buy it, dumbass. Like, what the fuck? Don't complain to us about it.
That's true. Ladies, have you ever thought that maybe you have all the benefits?
You do.
You can get
anything you want.
What if you're Olivia Colman post Peep Show, though? Do you get anything you want?
She's
then?
Rich.
Well, okay, but you're not rich. Like, in that time between Peep Show and before she won the Oscar.
TV. Almost any woman get a free TV.
Okay, I see your point. Yeah, yeah.
Any woman get a free TV.
But you might have to dig a little.
Now, it might not. It'd be kind of a boxy TV. Yeah, it might be shitty. Not all women are getting this TV.
You're not all getting the LG C3 OLED, okay? You're not all getting that.
But any woman. There's five guys in their life who would buy them a TV.
Well, and a lot of guys don't know. They don't have very good TV knowledge, okay? So a lot of guys are not going to get you this TV because they don't know what a good TV is. Because a lot of people don't know.
You can just hit up a guy that you like and be like, hey, you know, I haven't been able to like sleep that well, and I think I could use a TV. He'd be like, oh, dude, of course. Oh. And then he would be horny. He'd buy a TV with a hard-on.
Yeah.
He'd go to Best Buy and buy this huge TV. He'd be like, yeah, it's for a girl.
It's like hard at Best Buy. At Best Buy, dude. They're like, dude, the Geek Squad is not ready to deal with this.
Yeah, dude. We never do that.
We're not equipped for your boner.
We're not equipped.
Okay? Yeah.
He's like, oh, but then they would be. They'd be like, oh, are you buying this for a woman? He'd be like, yeah, I am. And then they'd have to be like, she's not going to touch that boner.
All right. Any women listen? I mean, I know no women listen to this.
There's at least two I know of.
All right. Both of the women.
I know two women who listen to this podcast.
Both of the women that listen. Do this method.
I'm telling you.
And I want to know what model TV you end up with. Okay.
Do they not get to ask? Is the challenge, I just want a TV? Or can
they ask?
They can ask for a specific TV.
They can ask,
TV?
But I don't know what they're going to end up with.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But yeah. Well, you've name dropped your TV.
I'm not saying on this podcast.
Yeah. That's my little joke. It's saying like the whole thing. But whatever model TV.
If there's
TV
a
you
woman
want,
listening to this right now, she can decide. I think the women who listen to this are like decent women.
Oh, okay.
So they're not going to do this, but.
Well, they should. Why
you
not?
You should.
Well, if you could get someone to get you a free TV, like, why don't you just do that? Like, maybe we're encouraging them. Stop
buying
shit for
yourself.
Just not having a free TV.
Huge TV.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
77 inches.
If I was a woman.
Uh-huh. I don't know how many times you said this.
If I was a woman, this whole shit would have been different for me. It would have been way different, dude. I'm telling you. She would have been way, way tighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have a TV and shit.
Multiple. I'd had TVs I would have thrown out just to spite the man who bought it.
Right. Yeah.
He would have bought it for me, and then he would have hit me up the next week, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I didn't really like that
one. What kind of woman would you be besides getting TVs, though? Like, well, I mean, like...
TVs would be the low end of what I'd be getting.
Yeah. You'd just be getting all kinds... You'd just be scamming dudes for all types of shit.
It's not a scam.
Okay, it's not a scam. Fine. It's
using your powers.
Yes. You'd be using your powers constantly.
Using my powers.
Would you still be a stand-up, or would you just not even do that?
What? Like, why the fuck would I... Jesus fucking Christ. Are you an idiot? No, I wouldn't be a damn stand-up. Why would I... This is the only option I have as a man.
Yeah.
If I was a woman...
Right.
You just would be... fucking kidding me? I'd be getting so much free shit.
Yeah. All right. I get it.
I get it. No.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Busting my ass every night. Busting my ass every night.
So you would you'd just be like, well, would you have a job? Would you do anything?
No. Nope.
You just
I mean, I probably would have had to get one at some point, but then eventually when I figured out like what I had going on,
right,
it would be getting shit.
Wow.
I'd be one of those women. You ever seen those videos online where the woman is like mocking the guy that she's on the date with?
Yeah.
He's like, he took me to fucking Shake Shack. I would be that woman. I'd be open, like a guy would be
on
like,
TikTok.
He would
just
be buying
like,
me food. I'd be like, this isn't even good food that he's buying me. He's a bitch. That's the kind of woman I would be.
Wow.
Yes. I would be a nightmare and I would still be winning. I'd be a nightmare. I'd be still be winning.
Damn.
Yeah, dude.
I'm thankful that you're not.
Oh, the world got lucky that this brain wasn't implanted into a woman's body.
Yeah.
Because I would have been cutthroat. I'd be getting a lot of shit going on. I'd been fucking over dudes left and right. Seriously.
You're so serious.
I'm so serious. I look at women who don't get that type of shit, I'm like, losers.
It's hard to respect them.
It is.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like women that much. Because they're not really on the game like I would be. Most women I don't like.
You feel like they're not playing their hand correctly.
You got pocket aces and you bitches are playing like you got a 2-7. What the fuck are you doing? Get your shit together.
Get stuff.
This is like my female empowerment.
Yeah.
Take.
Wealth.
That's the eternal war.
Yes.
Women trying to extract, men not trying to give.
Yeah.
That's the battle.
Yeah. Wow.
But I would be a super soldier.
Terminator.
I would be the absolute, you know, T3 when they made it a chick.
Yeah.
That's chick. Me. That is me.
You're Terminator 3, Rise
of the Machine.
Terminator
3, Rise of the Machine. Yeah. Big titties. Remember she had those big fat titties? She would inflate them. Remember how she inflated? That was one of the moves
that she could
make her tits. Remember that? She got pulled over by a cop and she made her tits big as fuck. And he was like, you don't need a ticket.
Yeah.
I'd be doing that for TVs all day.
Yeah, dude. Damn.
Bro. It would be over for these hoes. I would have ruined
a bunch
of them.
You'd be the biggest hoe. You'd be the number one hoe.
Absolute top bitch. Wouldn't even be close. I'd be the LeBron James of women, dude. Do you understand that? I'd be the Michael Jordan of women. I would not lose.
You would definitely like get half of somebody's like wealth, like a famous person.
Some guy who owned like a generational mine.
You'd be like married to a guy that had a lot of money for like less than a year. You'd be married to him and then you would
I'd be Jeff Bezos' wife.
Yep. That's what you do.
I'd be like, oh, I'm now the richest woman in the world.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be cool. I'd be great at that.
Damn.
She's my hero.
Yeah.
Whatever her name is.
Whatever. You don't know her name, but she's your hero.
Amanda Bezos or whatever the fuck her name is. Yeah, dude. That lady was married to Jeff Bezos.
Right.
Didn't do a lick of work for Amazon.
Didn't do a lick of work.
She got divorced. She was one of the richest women on the planet.
Yep.
Kicking it.
Damn.
Kicking it.
Damn. Wow. I feel like we really discovered something today. Yeah.
Salute a hero.
Yeah, yeah. I salute her.
Yeah.
Excellent work. Excellent work, ladies.
Excellent work.
Those of you that are listening that are not on that level, step up your game. Come on.
If you're listening to this podcast, you've already kind of wasted your potential.
That's true.
Because you shouldn't be listening to these losers.
You should not be listening to us. We're poisoning your mind.
Yeah.
And we're poisoning your ability to extract wealth, which is what you need to be focused on.
Just watch Michael Jordan in the 1996 finals. That's the attitude you need to have. Getting money, getting whatever you want.
If you already have something going on with somebody... Okay, well, yeah.
Put it up.
Put the
heat on.
Yeah.
You guys, a lot of you ladies have been at medium boil. We need flame up to full.
If there's somebody in your life, you could destroy them.
You could absolutely destroy them. Men are like, the stupidest creatures on the planet
Earth.
Yes.
We have these things like threats, attached. Intimidation, yes. Like lots of stuff is at your disposal in order to extract wealth.
You have to, because we just are like, I want to fuck her so badly. I want to fuck that lady so. That's what we always singing. We are always singing. We look
that's
at
all we're thinking.
I want to fuck her so badly.
That's literally the only thing we think.
I might break you off some pussy if you buy me a TV. And then a guy's like, I'll buy you a TV.
See. And literally, that's,
these dumbass women who don't have TVs, fuck you. You're. I mean, I don't respect you in any fucking way at all.
You gotta have.
You should have a bunch of free shit.
You have a bunch of free shit. A whole room.
You should be waking up like hunters every day in this apartment, happy as hell.
Yeah. With stuff I bought, I had to buy myself.
He had to buy this shit. And he's happy. Yep. Imagine if you're a woman.
Wow. Just get it all for free.
All of it for free.
All of it for free.
Truly, nothing paid for.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you could be disrespectful.
I don't know
too.
What these women are talking about. They get everything for free. They literally get everything for free. That's crazy.
We want to be in positions of power. You have power. You were born with that power. It's like a gift. But you all want to squander it? You want to be equals with us? You're giving. Dude, when they say that we want to be equals with you, I'm like, you are giving it up.
Dude, Jake, you are the best woman of all
time.
I'm
the best woman, dude. I'm the best fucking woman. I'll kill you. All right.
Okay.
That's a great way to end
all
the
right,
pod.
We did it. We did it. Good job.
Lesson, Jake. Ladies. This is where you come to.
Yeah.
I'll teach you the ways that
should. If you need advice, reach
out
to
Jake.
Now,
if you're trying to date me, let me just end on this. If you're trying to date me, do not listen to any of the shit I just taught you.
Well, you're not going to. If you're trying to date Jake, you know that Jake can't give you a TV.
Because I already know your ways. Yeah, and you know I can't give you a TV, but I also know you just. I just laid out that I know how you work.
Right.
Because there's suckers out there who don't know this.
Right.
Not me.
Not me.
I'm the Andrew Tate of women.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? I know all the math. I know all that shit. I'm the Andrew Tate of women, bitch. Don't fuck with me. If you're trying to date me, do not play me. Because I know what you're like. I want a TV from you, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, yeah. You're giving me the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
There we go.
Awesome. Good night.
Bye-bye.